This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right. Oh, by the way, don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, that's where the podcasts can be found this hour. In fact, here in a minute, we'll talk about the new Joe Biden revelations and the GOP blowing that whole thing. We'll talk about the climate change cultists. Talk about Bidenomics, and maybe we should all rethink flying. All that and more is still to come this hour on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Okay, so what's the thing I'm supposed to be talking about today? Probably the thing that led every other show. Oh, the latest revelations on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and, well, here's Representative James Comer. This is a little long. I don't know how long I let him go, but here he was.
And the White House's media allies claim Hunter's corporate entities never made payments directly to Joe Biden. We can officially add this latest talking point to the list of lies. Today, the House Oversight Committee is releasing subpoenaed bank records that show Hunter Biden's business entity, Owasco PC, made direct monthly payments to Joe Biden. This wasn't a payment from Hunter Biden's personal account, but an account for his corporation that received payments from China and other shady corners of the world. At this moment, Hunter Biden is under an investigation by the Department of Justice for using Owasco PC for tax evasion and other serious crimes.
Okay. That sounds pretty serious, right? Whew. President of the United States. President of the United States, not only did he lie, I mean, you remember this.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life.
Okay. Now, he said that back in 2020, but not only did he lie, now we have hard evidence of it. Man, the president lied and he's taken foreign money. He's compromised. Whoa, that sounds really serious. And so I'm guessing Republicans, I'm guessing they're going to move forward with impeachment, right? James Comer, he went on TV. Are they going to move forward?
The members have heard from their constituents back home. They have confidence in the credibility of our investigation and the mountains of evidence that we've accumulated. So I'm confident we're going to have the votes to move forward with this impeachment inquiry.
And you've got to have a near majority. The majority is so slim, even less now with George Santos being expelled this week, right?
Yeah, it's tough. I think we can lose one or two members.
It's tough. Huh. So let's talk about that thing she just brought up. George Santos. The Republicans had a 4-seat majority. And I just want to I just want to rewind on something. You know how I like to do the remember when? I love doing that because I hate that I forget about horrible things people have done in the past. I want to remember. It's important that I remember, that you remember. Do you remember, and I know this is ancient history, but do you remember the midterms? Remember those? It was just the 2022 midterms. And I know that's ancient history and politics, but do you remember the midterms? And more specifically, let me ask you this. Do you remember any promises made by the Republicans on the campaign trail about impeaching Joe Biden? You remember that coming up at all? Maybe you got some emails. Maybe, hey, vote for me and we'll impeach Joe. Hey, it's me, John Jerkwater. I'm going to be your congressman and I will impeach Joe Biden, I promise. Elect me to the Senate and we will impeach Joe Biden. We're going to impeach and impeach and impeach. So the GOP, they did win back the majority, albeit a small one in the midterm. And they ran on impeaching Joe Biden. And like 15 minutes ago, they took one of ours, Congressman George Santos from New York, and they kicked him out of Congress, thus virtually eliminating their chances to impeach Joe Biden. Since then, another congressman, some dork you've never heard of from New York, has announced he's retiring. So in the blink of an eye, we went from a four-seat majority to a two-seat majority. So just to make sure everyone understands this, right? There are basically the GOP, they promised us that they would drive us where we wanted to go. And then the GOP that promised us they'd drive us where we wanted to go drained all the gasoline out of the car. And then once we got in the car and said, hey, I'm starving. Can you take me to Red Lobster? The GOP looked back and said, man, I'd love to, but we're out of gas. Can't make it. Do I have that right? Chris, did I miss any important points there? Or did I hit the high points pretty well on this? Pathetic. And let's also remember this little tidbit here. This is Joe Biden talking. I really spoiled that for you, but this is President Poopy Pants.
There are seven Republicans still in the United States Senate who come up to me since I've been president and say, Joe, I agree with you, but if I vote with you at all, I'm going to be primaried and lose my election.
You can say Joe Biden's a liar, except I can point to Democrat after Democrat publicly who has echoed those exact same sentiments. And I will tell you, and I cannot give you names because I was sworn to secrecy. Personally, I know that this is the case. Not all of them, of course, but many, 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 many Republicans in Washington, D.C. despise you. They despise their own constituents, not just you, their own constituents. They laugh at them behind their back, roll their eyes at the stupid rubes. Can you believe these guys want us to defund the FBI? Crazy, right? What a bunch of idiots on our side. And they operate exactly that way. I'm on to you, Republicans. I'm on to you big time, pal. Dome is on everybody.
Around the world, there are those who seek to slow or stop our progress. Leaders who deny climate science, delay climate action, and spread misinformation. Corporations that greenwash climate inaction and lobby for billions of dollars in fossil fuel subsidies. In the face of their resistance, and in the context of this moment, we must do more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dome. Also, Dome, look, if you want her to define things for you, I think it's probably unfair to ask her to define buffer zone. This is not somebody who understands personal space.
The buffer zone, you didn't answer her question on that.
What is the question exactly?
Israel has been suggesting creating a buffer zone in Gaza, Madam Vice President. What is the U.S. view on that?
We have not weighed in on that.
Thanks, Madam Vice President.
She doesn't have any idea what that means. I quit. Let's get to some emails before we beat up the climate change cultists and everything else. Jesse, I work at a thrift store. I recently saw a boy between 10 and 15 years old. He was wearing a dress. He had no body hair and was obviously growing breasts. I said to myself, his mother is probably here. She was. She had a permanent scowl on her face and wore a t-shirt that said, resist gender norms. She belongs in prison and that boy needs an intervention. This is the pit of hell, the bottom of evil. Says I can use his name. His name is Dean. It is. It is the pit of hell to take your own child and groom him or her just for social acceptance to destroy your own baby. And this is why I'm so hard on the right. This is why I'm so hard on the right. The right fights as if the stakes aren't that dire. The right fights like, well, I mean, if we lose, that'll suck, but hey, we'll be back tomorrow. This is how they fight.
Do you think Mike Johnson can hold his party together now that he has taken the mantle?
I don't think he can hold his party together. Second of all, Mike Johnson and what he believes is one of the greatest threats we have today to the United States. When I promise you, I know these people.
Well, you're talking about Christian nationalism. Absolutely. Talking about
this,
at the end
this, of, is a, right. this is a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda to this country.
That's how they fight. They fight like they're fighting against Al-Qaeda terrorists. We have these demons massacring and mutilating their own children, and we can't come up with appropriate language. And I'll tell you something else. Speaking of appropriate language, I am officially going to kill a word. This is a word that I do not use often, but I have used, and I will never use it again. If I do, it's a mistake, and you can call me out on it. I'll explain what that word is in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to do this. I want to talk about the fight we have to come. It's going to be a long one, and we do not have the option to sit it out. There are enough norms and normas who will sit it out. You don't get to sit it out. Sorry, you don't. So get ready. Now, I talk a lot to the men when I talk about chalk, but ladies, there's a female vitality stack made for you. It's special for you. Are you tired of needing to suck down an extra cup of black coffee or 10 in the afternoon? Out of gas? Oh my gosh, kids' practices, this, I'm tired from work. Why don't you give a female vitality stack from Chalk 90 days? 90 days. I'm not asking for a year. Give it 90 days and tell me how you feel. Once you start it, you will never stop it. Natural herbal supplements. The highest quality natural herbal supplements. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Christmas specials are already there. Go enjoy. Go now.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I have decided I'm not using a word. By the way, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email me anything. So, we talk a lot on the show. You're probably about sick of hearing me say it. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. But I believe that. And I always have. And it's true. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. There's a word that is very popular on the right. I know for a fact I have used it many times. Maybe you use it often. And I'm not telling you not to use it anymore. That's not what I'm saying at all. I am saying I've decided, I've never liked it. I now decide, I've decided I hated it and I'm never going to use it again, or at least I'm not trying not to. Woke. The word is woke. Woke. I even did a segment. I used to do a segment on my TV show. Remember, I have a TV show every single night on the first TV at 9 p.m. I used to do a segment called This Week in Wokeism. And what was woke referring to? What was it always referring to? Well, whatever new crazy thing the commies were doing in this country. Oh, look, there's a new pride parade for kids. Oh, there's a Black Lives Matter protest. Oh, look, a new diversity hire at the Pentagon. Everything was always kind of all encompassed with the word woke. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad word. I've decided I despise it. You know why? Does woke sound scary to you? Look, of all the things it sounds like, does it sound frightening? Does it motivate you to fight against it? It doesn't, does it? You know what woke sounds like to me? It sounds like the standard right wing treating communists as if they're, gosh, aren't they kind of naive? Oh, aren't they just being ridiculous, guys? Look at this woke guy over here. He's just being woke. Here he is being woke. It doesn't sound near as evil as cultural Marxism actually is. That's really what it is, cultural Marxism. I'm going to continue referring to it as communism because in the end, that's what it comes down to. But it's cultural Marxism. It's not woke. They're destroying things. They're killing people. They're going to kill everyone if they can. And they're going to try to convince everyone they're the good guys while they do.
We're seeing and beginning to pay attention and to count and record the deaths that are related to climate. And by far the biggest killer is extreme heat. I mean, even in Europe last summer, which has the ability to count and figure out what happened, they recorded 61,000 deaths because of the heat in Europe. We don't have that kind of number yet from Africa, Asia, Latin America, but we know and estimate that we probably could measure about 500,000 deaths. And the majority of those are women and girls, and particularly pregnant women.
That's false. Credit to producer Michael for digging this one out. Found us a nice little graph. Climate-related deaths as far as heat and cold, they're down significantly. But that doesn't matter. Again, like we've talked about before, the facts, the truth don't matter. She's arming herself and her side so they can feel like the good guy while they eliminate billions of lives.
My name is Jane Goodall. My age is 80. My job is giving people hope. If I'm allowed to change a few things, if I just have this magic power, I would like to, without causing any pain or suffering, reduce the number of people on the planet, because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources, and we're using them up. But what I...
Don't worry. This is from Reuters. They're only going to kill billions of people to reduce the disease.
From heat stress to air pollution and the increased spread of disease, a warming climate is making people sick around the planet, threatening to undo decades of progress in public health.
The climate crisis is a health crisis. It's well overdue.
This year's UN Climate Summit, COP28, was the first time leaders there focused on public health. Here are some of the key ways that experts say climate change is impacting people's health. Mosquitoes that carry viruses including dengue, malaria, and Zika are shifting into new parts of the world as warmer
Yeah, they're going to blame every disease and death on you, and they're going to slaughter billions in the name of the public good. Does that sound woke to you, or does that sound like evil demonic communism? Does that sound like genocidal cultural Marxism? I have to be more careful with my language. And then I'm sure there are other words I use and you use that are not good, right? Remember, the communist makes so much of the language, so we find ourselves using his language instead of actually fighting back. But woke, that word is officially dead on this show. No more woke. No more of that. Oh, but wait, there's more. Let's talk about their goal. Their goal. They have a goal. Would you like to hear it? The former vice president of Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yaden, however you say his name is, he talks about their goal and what exactly they want. Would you like to hear what that is? Tell me if you think this sounds woke. I'll play it for you in just a moment. First, I'm going to give you a free ham. Not just any ham, a 10-pounder. You want a good 10-pound ham? After all, it is the Christmas season. You know, right now, Good Ranchers is giving out a free ham, spiral cut, heritage pork, masterpiece from Good Ranchers. You go to goodranchers.com. You sign up for any one of their boxes. You pick a meat box. Remember, all your meat should be delivered now, especially because it's all American meat from Good Ranchers with a transparent vaccination policy, which you need now for your meat for obvious reasons. And when you go to goodranchers.com and you sign up for a box with the promo code Jesse, they're giving out free holiday hams. Christmas ham time, baby. You have any idea what those things cost, a 10-pound ham? You get one for free. And then from then on, your meat gets delivered to you, not from your commie garbage grocery store. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse, free Christmas ham, tis the season, all right? Go enjoy my meat company and my ham. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Ham.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'll get to this World Economic Forum and what they really want here in just a second. Michael told me during the break that woke, now that word we're not going to use anymore on the show, and now I've used it 10 times since then, that woke actually started out as their word, that it was a positive, that it was a compliment from them. And then we started trying to use it. And look, you keep using it if you want, doesn't sound near scary enough. They're out there calling you a terrorist. We're calling them woke.
Do you think Mike Johnson can hold his party together now that he has taken the mantle?
I don't think he can hold his party together. Second of all, Mike Johnson and what he believes is one of the greatest threats we have today to the United States. When I promise you, I know these people.
Well, you're talking about Christian nationalism. Again,
I want to remind everybody, especially you communists, there are 200 million professed Christians in this country, and they are the most pacified, neutered group of people on the face of the planet. If even 5% of American Christians were, quote, Christian nationalists, the rainbow flags wouldn't be hanging from the churches. I promise you that. They wouldn't be hanging from the schools. you wouldn't be running into 15-year-old boys in dresses if the Christian nationalists were really running things here, or even at any base of power at all. Things would be a lot different in this country. And I'll tell you this, communists, keep pushing and you just might get them. Remember, Spain, we ended up talking about El Caudillo. Spain, their Catholic Church, yes, they were involved politically. They didn't end up getting super involved until you pushed them to be super involved. Then they got super involved. Keep pushing. You'll find out. Anyway, what do all these world elites want? What is their goal? This is former Pfizer VP.
When people tell you what they're going to do, don't ignore them. So when the UN and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab tell you that they've got a UN 2030 plan with sustainable development goals, I think there are 17 or 21 of them. And
sorry, I'm going to let him keep going. I'm going to let him start over. It's a little long, but I wanted to hit on what he just said right there. When people tell you what they're going to do, believe them. This has been a huge problem on the right for a very, very, very long time. The American communist will say something insane that he wants. And it's so insane. It's so illogical. It's so based on anything other than truth or facts that we will not take him seriously. We'll laugh him off, scoff at him. Oh, gosh, here we go again. Please take these people seriously. Please. They may be clowns. They may be evil. They may be murderous. They may be wrong. They're dead serious, I promise you. Anyway, here he goes.
When people tell you what they're going to do, don't ignore them. So when the UN and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab tell you that they've got a UN 2030 plan with sustainable development goals, I think there are 17 or 21 of them, and every one of them says, you won't be traveling, you won't have a private car, we won't be using international shipping to move goods around, there won't be any flights except military or perhaps very rich people. You won't own anything and you'll be happy. You probably won't live in your own house. You'll be using much less energy for everything, including heating, manufactured goods, and so on. When they tell you that, you should assume that they're serious about it. And so I think COVID has been part one of a multi-act play that's going to take 10 years that will destroy the liberal democracies completely. We've already, if you think you're living in a democracy, now ask yourself who you could vote for that would change this. Because I don't think there's anyone you can vote for anywhere that would is guarantee things. So I don't have an answer, but I'm telling you, I think we're sliding down through the gates of hell. I'm speaking out. There's nothing in it for me. I've lost lots of money, all my friends. I'm away from my home and family. And I'm speaking out because as I close, I am absolutely sure what I've told you is substantially true.
Pretty sobering, right? Headline, Biden administration finalizes plan to cut oil and gas industry's methane emissions by 80%. Headline, White House announces $3 billion for green projects overseas, and it includes nearly $500 million for gender equity. It's sending $3 billion overseas for worldwide communism, for the cause. And before I get to the emails, and in fact, I want to get to this Navy story again real quickly here. Before I get to the emails, Jewish producer Chris asked me, it was some military thing. He was asking, do they tell you in boot camp you're going to kill someone? They try to tell you you're going to kill someone. And the answer is yes, they tell you a million different ways you're going to kill someone. Now, why do they do that? Why do they do that? Well, I had a guy, he responded, it doesn't matter who it was. A guy said, hey, Jesse, I don't understand this James Carville Christian nationalism thing. I don't understand it. I was just in a bar with a guy, and he was a normal guy, and he was also worried about Christian nationalism and Christian nationalists. Jesse, I don't understand why they would be worried when that's not a thing. You don't know why they'd be worried? You know why they're worried? For the same reason we are prepared to kill. People know what they're told. People know what they're told. We try to make ourselves believe that people know the truth or that people know facts. People know what they're told. The reason the communists over and over and over and over and over again will repeat the same lies, ridiculous lies, over and over and over again is because he knows it is effective. That's why he uses the appropriate language. That's why when he describes you in the worst possible terms. That's why he describes any opposition to his agenda in the most dire, most horrible terms. He is making sure he's forming minds. When the communist speaks, he's forming minds and mindsets.
We're seeing and beginning to pay attention and to count and record the deaths that are related to climate, and by far the biggest killer is extreme heat. I mean, even in Europe last summer,
Jesse, that's not true. Doesn't she have the statistics? What does that matter? The statistics, the facts, that doesn't matter. What she has is a microphone and a camera. Therefore, the truth will be whatever lies she repeats over and over again, and Norm will believe it. Jane Goodall, does she have the facts on her side? No, she has a microphone and a camera.
My name is Jane Goodall. My age is 80. My job is giving people hope. If I'm allowed to change a few things, if I just have this magic power, I would like to, without causing any pain or suffering, reduce the number of people on the planet.
Wow, that's mighty nice of you, Jane. What a great humanitarian. I'm going to kill billions. Humanely as possible, by the way. And it's not limited to climate. What does Normie Norm know? Normie Norm knows what he's been told over and over and over again.
They have not, even their own witnesses that they brought forward, been able to find a nexus between any of the allegations of Hunter Biden and the president, Joe Biden, or even when he was vice president, Joe Biden. There's no nexus. There's no there.
Of course there is. You're probably screaming and yelling right now, Jesse, I don't understand. We have the checks. How could she say that? The truth is whatever people are told. In people's minds, that's what the truth is. People believe what they're told. And that's why the communist uses the language he uses over and over and over again. All right? The truth is hard to hear sometimes. Hard truths. And that's a hard truth. Here's another one. Your dog dies before he should. Our dogs die too early. I've had dogs my whole life. We used to have Airedales. Then we had yellow labs, black labs. They all died too early because they never got proper nutrition, because all we ever gave them was dog food. And it's not like we didn't try. I know you try. Look, what do we do? What do we do for our dogs? We go get them a special blend, don't we? Oh, not this blend. We got to get them this blend. It's better for his coat, or it's better for his stomach. It's all dead. It's all brown. It's all brown because it's all dead. The nutrition is taken out of dog food. They kill all the nutrition in the factory. Our dogs die because they never get real nutrition. Do you want longer with your dog? And you want to see a physical difference in your dog? Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. It's this green, all-natural nutritional supplement. You know, green things are alive. All the vitamins, minerals, probiotics, antioxidants your dog needs. Consider that your dog's stocking stuffer this year. A free jumpstart trial bag of Rough Greens. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't worry, we are here all week. No worries. It's not till the end of next week that I start taking off out of here. Anyway, you can email love, hate, death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. One more word on the climate change genocidal monsters, and then we'll move on. Here's John Kerry.
We're going to be transitioning out of coal. There shouldn't be any more coal-fired power plants permitted anywhere in the world. That's how you can do something for health. And the reality is that we're not doing it. So, you know, the measure here is really sounding the alarm bell. I find myself getting more and more militant because I do not understand how adults who are in position of responsibility can be avoiding responsibility for taking away.
John Kerry's getting more militant. Do you think our response should be to coddle him? To call him woke? Maybe a liberal? Or do you think our response should be equally as militant? I know what I think. Let's get to some emails. Hey, Jesse, Christmas is coming up soon. My father loves your show. Every time I'm in the car with him, he listens to your show. He really adores you as a person and thinks you're really funny. I would love to get an autograph from you to give to my dad. His name is Tony, and we thank you for your service. God bless you and your family, and have a Merry Christmas. She didn't say I could say her name, so I will not. But Tony can absolutely have an autograph. You got to buy a book, though. I don't know. Chris, is there another way to get someone my autograph? I wasn't even trying to do the book thing. Is there another way? What, Michael? Take a picture of it and send it to them via email. Michael, that is the least personal thing I've ever seen in my life. Take a picture of my signature and email it to somebody? Michael, you know what? You're done for the rest of the night. You're done. That's just stupid. All right. Look, I really genuinely don't have a way to get anyone an autograph outside of, hey, Chris, you better go to jessekellybook.com real quick for me, please, and make sure they still have the ones that I signed. Because if they're already sold out of those, and they might be, then I don't have any way to get them. Do they have what, Chris? What? Don't insult my signature, Chris. It's a beautiful signature. Two, I'm not taking a picture of it, Michael. Let it go. It's a beautiful signature. Can you still get the signed books, Chris? You can? Yes? What does that mean, the hand motions? I'm not playing baseball. I don't know. Am I stealing second or what? I can? Okay. Yes. Okay. If you go to jessekellybook.com, don't click on the first link you see, please. You will scroll down, if I remember right. I haven't been there in a while. And you will see a link for a signed book, a signed anti-communist manifesto. If you buy one of those, yes, that's my signature. Yes, I sat down with all those things and signed every one of them. So if that's kind of what you're looking for, and that's probably the best Christmas gift on the planet. Anyway, there you go. JesseKellyBook.com. Go grab dad a book. Oracle, the news has been referring to the rules of war, trying to make Israel look bad. I didn't know there were any rules of war. What say you? No, there always are rules of war right up to the point you start losing, and then you throw those rules out. Rules of war are something, quote, civilized countries pass to try to make themselves feel better about themselves and also feel worse about the, quote, barbarians. But when it comes down to it, you know, the Germans had signed on to the whole no gas thing and before World War One, and then things weren't going that well. And then, I mean, we do have this gas and it does work. And I mean, maybe we should try it. Kind of a thing. Rules of war. Ridiculous. Here's a rule. I have a rule. I have an ironclad rule in my life. I don't go to Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. That's my rule. Why? Because they're commie scum companies. When you have your mobile service with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you pay them every month. Do you want to pay a garbage commie company every single month for your cell service? Why would you even do that? When you can switch to PureTalk, they're patriotic. They support veterans, and the average family saves $1,000 a year. Our bill got cut in half. Chris, are you making fun of me for saying G? That's what you guys not, you kids not say G anymore? A G stands for $1,000. Children. Anyway, switch to Pure Talk. Maybe even look. We know Chris has switched because he saved money. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll actually save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right, real quick, before I do headlines, remember this guy, Ted Macy, guy's part of the U.S. Navy, got the documents, the official documentation showing what the COVID vax did to our servicemen.
Statement, back pay, and apologies isn't enough. So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMET data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today, I'm doing the same thing, 5-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%, ischemic heart disease, 69%, pulmonary heart disease, 62%, heart failure, 970.
Yeah, you get it. I have an update on that story. This is courtesy of Gateway Pundit. The DOD blocked this guy's access to his computer right after this story came out. The government didn't hold itself accountable, immediately attacked him, like all communist governments do.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. military contractors use counterterrorism tactics against the American people, new documents show. Yes, that's because if you approach any of the high-ranking members of America's intelligence and military apparatus, they will tell you the most dangerous terrorist in the world is you. Plan accordingly. Drunk and asleep on the job, air traffic controllers are pushed to the brink. These near misses you hear about at the airports? Well, all those COVID restrictions, all those diversity hires, those are the people arranging takeoff and landing on your flight. Anyway, travel safe at Christmas time. House Democrats ditch Bidenomics. They ditch the Bidenomics messaging. Yes, it probably is good to ditch the Bidenomics messaging right about the time eggs cost $90 a dozen. To win, Republicans must be smarter than Senator James Lankford. This is from The Federalist. I don't know about that. I think James Lankford's problems are a little bit further south. Biden's DOJ arrests prominent conservative actor for attending January 6 protests 3 years later. They waited until this guy went to a conservative movie premiere and then hunted him down on his way leaving the premiere. Anyway, that's the checka. Rest on that. You can email me if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.